brought to you by Penguin.
How to Get Your Act Together by Suki Sandhu and Felicity Hassan. Read by Akko Mitchell. Introduction. Numbers, statistics, reality. Companies with over 30% women executives are more likely to outperform other companies, yet men are 47% more likely to reach leadership positions than their female peers. In the Russell 3000 Index, a benchmark of the entire U.S. stock market, only 26% of the 307 U.S. companies named women as CEOs. Men make up 48.9% of the population of the U.S., with women at 51.1%, yet only 7.3% of Fortune 500 CEOs are women, and only 1% are women of color. 37% of U.K. FTSE companies have no ethnic representation in the boardroom, yet tackling the racial disparities in the U.K. labor market could result in an annual economic boost worth £24 billion to the U.K. economy. U.S. companies with an ethnically diverse leadership team outperform others by 36% in the 2020 census, and nearly 4 in 10 U.S. residents identify as non-white, yet there are only 4 black CEOs in the Fortune 500, and 70% of senior leaders of color say their background has been a significant barrier. Representation of ethnic minorities on U.S. and U.K. executive teams stood at only 13% in 2019. In the U.K. Race at Work survey by Business in the Community, only 38% of employees felt that their employers are comfortable talking about race. You. Those statistics make for stark reading, yet they tell only half of the story around diversity and inclusion. According to a 2018 report by the Human Rights Campaign Foundation, 46% of LGBT plus Americans remain closeted in the workplace. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported in 2019 that only 19.3% of people with a disability were employed in the workforce. When Deloitte released its 2018 Millennial Survey report, it was clear that both Millennials and Generation Z believed that diversity is key to workplace loyalty. 69% said they were more likely to stay 5 years or more if they perceived their employers to have a diverse workforce. You may have seen some of these stats before. How do they make you feel? Frustrated? Scared? Surprised? Guilty? That's okay, and we are not here to judge you for this. Getting familiar with the state of affairs is the first and one of the biggest steps to creating real change. We want you to act now to make the positive changes in the right direction. If you're a straight white guy who wants to stay relevant, see better working relationships in your organization, create an equitable playing field for all, progress in your career in a more competitive landscape, be on the front lines of creating a sea change in innovation and productivity for business across the globe, then this book is full of practical solutions for you. Throughout our book, we will reference diversity and inclusion a lot. D&I is the most common abbreviation for the term. However, you may hear diversity, equity, and inclusion, or other elements like belonging and impact. For ease, we have tried to stick with D&I. If you are ready and willing to embrace diversity and inclusion, but lack the know-how, this book is your new workplace companion. If you're brave enough to be vulnerable as a straight white male in a diverse workplace that demands success, this book will nurture your courage, strength, and determination to succeed. D&I should work for everyone, and this includes you. The statistics reflect a workplace full of increasing complexity, so it's good to know there's a way forward for you to meet your targets and be
sample complete. Ready to continue?